most significant of human emotions is that of fear. The unknown, the unseen, yet the omnipresent sense of the foreboding. Halloween, the traditional season of ghosts, goblins, witches, and warlocks. Halloween, the season of fear.
You're driving down a desolate highway. You turn off onto a lonely dirt road. After a long distance, you see your destination. A one-room shack. It looks old and deserted, but from it, you hear weird sounds. Something draws you closer. Do you dare open the door and go inside? Do you dare enter the haunted shack? And now your host for the haunted shack, Uncle Yaya. The following broadcast may be unsuitable for listeners with heart conditions, nervous disorders, borderline schizophrenia, pure paranoia, small children, people with weak bladders and or bowels, elderly people suffering from acute depression, the deaf, pregnant women, the developmentally disabled, impressionable youth, the easily offendable, and any other people who may find the haunted shack theater show objectionable. It's the haunted shack Halloween special.
Blessed are the strong, for they shall possess the earth. Cursed are the weak, for they shall inherit the yoke. Blessed are the powerful, for they shall be reverenced among men. Cursed are the feeble, for they shall be blotted out. Blessed are the bold, for they shall be masters of the world. Cursed are the righteously humble, for they shall be trodden under cloven hooves. Blessed are the victorious, for victory is the basis of right. Cursed are the vanquished, for they shall be vassals forever. Blessed are the iron-handed, the unfit shall flee before them. Cursed are the poor in spirit, for they shall be spat upon. Blessed are the death-defiant, their days shall be long in the land. Cursed are the God-adorers, they shall be shorn sheep. Blessed are the valiant, for they shall obtain great treasure. Cursed are the believers in good and evil, for they are frightened by shadows. Blessed are those that believe in what is best for them, never shall their minds be terrorized. Cursed are the lambs of God, they shall be bled whiter than snow. Blessed is the man who has a sprinkling of enemies, they shall make him a hero. Cursed is he who doeth good unto others who sneer upon him in return, he shall be despised. Blessed are the mighty minded, for they shall ride the whirlwinds. Cursed are they who teach lies for truth and truth for lies, for they are abomination. Thrice cursed are the weak whose insecurity makes them vile, for they shall serve and suffer.
I give to you Satan.
Witchcraft is with us today, and now the bizarre truth is exposed in Witchcraft 70. Hidden cameras probe today's unspeakable cults to document the erotic rituals. Witchcraft 70. See human sacrifice on the altar of Baal. See sensual ecstasies of hippie families and much more in Witchcraft 70, rated X.
in Victorian London, an evil killer prowled the foggy nights. He stalked the cobblestone streets of old London town, his long black cloak concealing long razor-sharp knives to slash unsuspecting victims. Never caught by the bobbies of Scotland Yard, this mad fiend was known to the terrified inhabitants as Jack the Ripper.
Thank you. once upon a midnight, over 100 years ago, a haunted scientist created a critter out of a small stinging beastie that he found a buzzing about in the forest. Yes, he suckled it on the true juice of the devil's weed and on flagons of human blood he got from the bodies of the new dead he bought from the ghouls in the neighborhood. He fed it up good, and he fed it up huge, and he kept on feeding it more and more juice and more blood. The world growed and thrived on its nasty repast till it was thrice the size of a busted fat pig. Oh, how pretty. It rolled a scaly green armor on its bulging, blimp-long body so it couldn't be killed. Its long, vicious needle a-jutting out sharp and keen from betwixt the popping red eyes in his cannonball head kept a-sucking and a-slurping in the blood till there weren't no more. And when he couldn't find none, he became raging frantic. And in the night, whilst the scientist was a-sleeping, the word drove his terrible needle swift into the heart of his benefactor and pierced him dead. Oh, delicious! All full up with blood and monster mad, he splinter smashed inside of the house, a buzzing and a humming like a huge demon hornet. He swooshed away into the forest and built himself a nest amidst the tall trees. 'Tis from this horrible nest that he marauds out every night, a seeking to quench his thirst on the blood of humans that can't get away. Oh, believe me now, for true, I've seen it honest through my long glass. All the ground under his horrid lair is covered with the bones and the awful drained out bodies of his victims. But his greedy thirst can't never be satisfied. He's always out looking for new blood. Yes, he hides in the eaves of the old buildings. He hides wherever it's dark, and he waits for new prey. And whenever a human comes nigh, the dreadful whir swoops down upon him, clutches him up in his great curved talons, and plunges his needle deep into him, and stings him senseless. Then he whooshes away with him to his dismal nest, and he stacks him up rigid with the others he stung and brought there. He stacks them all up live and stiff like cordwood, and he drinks from them. And he gets thirstier and thirstier, and he won't never stop. Oh, he's it's him. I can see him plain. He's right outside my window. He's trying to break into my lighthouse. He's a knocking and a whacking on my storm door. He wants my blood, and I ain't got none to spare. Oh, yes, he's in the world.
The ultimate nightmare.
Cannibal girls.
Warning.
The sound of a bell will warn you when to close and open your eyes.
To help you try to forget. Super Shock 2. Raw meat.
I imagine as each one died,
the others ate him.
Cannibal girls and raw meat. Rated R from American International Pictures.
For air, it seems as if the walls of your room are closing in on you, crushing you, crowding you, sealing you off from the rest of the world, and then you awake. It's only been a ghastly dream, a terribly vivid nightmare. But with your eyes open and your hands trembling and your body bathed in perspiration, you relax. At least you're in your own room, safe. It was only a dream. Or was it? It must have happened to you at some time in your life. You meet a completely strange set of people. They come into your life just as suddenly as they leave, and they leave you to wonder for the rest of your days. Was it real? Did you dream them all up? And why were you chosen of all people to encounter them? See that black cat just ahead of you? Look out. It may cross your path with a sudden dart of its black, furry body. Now, you know that old superstition about not letting a black cat walk across your path. Do you believe it? Have you ever imagined someone was following you? Caught a glimpse of a strange face in the crowd behind you, and then that face mysteriously seems to be with you wherever you go? Did you ever break a mirror and spend the rest of the day in dread, wondering what awful fate would befall you? It is bad luck to break a mirror, you know, because the gods in the mirror are protecting you from harm, and when you break your particular mirror, you're darkening the vision of your protectors, and anything is liable to happen. Surely you must have read Hamlet at some time or other in your life. If you did, you recall that line? There are more things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than ever dreamed of in your philosophy. Past the graveyard? Have you had your fortune told recently? Did the gypsy read cards or look into a crystal ball to tell you what the future held in store for you?
An early American named Ichabod Crane was terrified one night when he observed a gruesome sight in the moonlight. A ghostly white stallion galloped across the countryside carrying a ghostly rider. From the black hollow at his severed neck, screaming his maniacal laughter, it was the Headless Horseman.
Ha ha ha! going. Someday, the master will catch you. Then you'll be sorry.
Closer. Look into my eyes. I am Count Dracula, and I live on human blood. Don't be afraid. They're only bats. But when you hear the cry of the wolf at night, you will know that your time has come. Relax, my dear, for it is now time for Count Dracula to feed on your blood. Don't try to fight. You cannot win. Evil protects me, and you cannot escape. Soon, you will know eternal life.
Luciferi Excelsi. In the name of Satan, the ruler of the earth, the king of the world, I command the forces of darkness to bestow their infernal power upon us. Open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names. Satan, Lucifer, Belial, Leviathan, I drink from this chalice and partake of the elixir of ecstasy. And with this rod, I place the blessings of hell upon us. Grant me the indulgences of which I speak. I have taken thy name as a part of myself. I live as the beasts of the field, rejoicing in the fleshly life. I favor the just and curse the rotten. By all the gods of the pit, I command that these things of which I speak shall come to pass. Come forth and answer to your names by manifesting my desires. Oh, hear the name. Mammon.
Mammon.
Melek.
Melek.
Typhon.
Typhon.
Moloch.
Moloch.
Samael.
Samael.
Set.
Set.
Shaitan.
Shaitan.
Short.
Short.
Loki.
Loki.
Das Perino Oratane, Warren, Nicola.
a century ago, they laid it to rest. It has just awakened. Inside the funeral home, it now waits. Its terrible laughter echoing down the dark, twisting corridors. Its wretched stench settling in the cold, damp cellar. Funeral home. Some things never rest in peace. Funeral home rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
After dark. If you must go out, please have someone accompany you. Keep your door locked. We'll repeat that. Police request that all women stay inside their homes after dark. If you must go out.
Thank you. Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments. At this hour, we repeat, these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins. The murders are taking place in villages, cities, rural homes, and suburbs with no apparent pattern or reason for the slayings. It seems to be a sudden, general explosion of mass homicide. We have some descriptions of the assassins. Eyewitnesses say they are ordinary-looking people. Some say they appear to be in a kind of trance. Others describe them as being civil defense officials in Cumberland have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers. So, at this point, there is no really authentic way for us to say who or what to look for and guard yourself against. Misshapen monsters. Reaction of law enforcement officials is one of complete bewilderment at this hour. So far, we have been unable to determine that any kind of organized investigation is yet underway. Police, sheriff's deputies, and emergency ambulances are literally deluged with calls for help. The scene can best be described as mayhem. Mayors of Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Miami, along with the governors of several eastern and midwestern states, have indicated the National Guard may be mobilized at any moment, but that has not happened as yet. The only advice reporters have been able to get from official sources outside for any reason to the nature of this crisis has been determined, and the target implies what course of action to take. Keep listening to radio and TV. Any special instructions as this crisis develops? Thousands of office and factory workers are being urged to stay at their places of employment, not to make any attempt to get to their homes. However, in spite of this urging and warning, streets and highways are packed with frantic people. Services in Washington, D.C. now tells us that the emergency presidential conference, which we've just mentioned, will include high-ranking scientists from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Consistent reports from witnesses to the effect that people who acted as though they were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims prompted authorities to examine the bodies of some of the victims. Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered. Repeating this latest bulletin just received moments ago from Cumberland, Maryland, civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers. Medical examination of victims' bodies shows conclusively that the killers are eating the flesh of the people they killed. And so this incredible story becomes more ghastly with each report. It's difficult to imagine such a thing actually happening, but these are the reports we have been receiving and passing on to you. Reports which have been verified as completely as is possible in this confused situation. It is happening.
Acts of murder.
widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside, behind locked doors for safety. But that situation has now changed. We're able to report a definite course of action. Civil defense machinery has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed National Guardsmen. Stay tuned for the broadcasting stations in your local area for this list of rescue stations. This list will be repeated throughout our news coverage. Look for the name of the rescue station nearest you. Make your way to that location as soon as possible.
In the cold room at the university, we had a cadaver. Which all four limbs had been amputated. Sometime early this morning, it opened its eyes and began to move its trunk. It was dead, but it opened its eyes and tried to move. The body should be disposed of at once, preferably by cremation.
Well, how long after death, then, does the body become reactivated?
It's only a matter of minutes.
Minutes? Well, that doesn't give people time to make any arrangements.
Oh, you're right. It doesn't give them time to make funeral arrangements. Bodies must be carried to the street and burned. They must be burned immediately. Soak them with gasoline and burn them. The bereaved will have to forego the dubious comforts that a funeral service will give. They're just dead flesh and dangerous.
By scientists at all the radiation detection stations. At this hour, they report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, for whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation. Our news cameras have just returned from covering such a search and destroy operation against the ghouls. This one conducted by Sheriff Conan McClellan in Butler County, Pennsylvania. So now let's go to that film report. All law enforcement agencies and the military have been organized to search out and destroy the marauding ghouls. The Survival Command Center at the Pentagon has disclosed that a ghoul can be killed by a shot in the head or a heavy blow to the skull. Officials are quoted as explaining that since the brain of a ghoul has been activated by the radiation, the plan is kill the brain and kill the ghoul.
Where do you think there was some fire racket, Gus?
No, we're all right.
Hey, Chad, put that thing all the way in the fire. We don't want it getting up again.
Chief McClellan, how's everything going?
Oh, things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty quick.
You want to get on the other side of the road over there?
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. Those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. They must have thought somebody was in there. There wasn't, though. We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them off and blasted them down.
Yeah, okay.
Chief, if I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, would I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot them in the head. That's a sure way to kill them. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat them or burn them. They go up pretty easy.
Well, Chief McClellan, how long do you think it will take until you get the situation under control?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. We don't know how many of them there are. We know when we find them, we can kill them.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Well, in time, would you say you ought to be able to wrap this up in 24 hours?
Well, we don't really know. We know we'll be into it most of the night. We're working our way toward Willard. Team up with the National Guard over there, and then we'll be able to get to our depot.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Hail, Satan.
fears of evil are merely superstitions. Some say that the blackness of old graveyards comes from the night and not from the unspeakable creatures which live therein. There are no werewolves, they say. And to prove it, a man will walk alone through an old graveyard tonight.
Hand of glory. Ingredients. One hand of a felon. Part of a funeral pall. Zimat. Nitre. Salt. Fern and vervain. Optional. Long peppers. Fat of a gibbeted felon. Virgin wax. Sesame. Conan. Preparation. Take the right or left hand of a felon who is hanging from a gibbet by the highway. Wrap it in a bit of funeral pall, and very tightly so. Put it into an earthenware vessel with zimat, nitre, salt, and long peppers, all very well powdered. Leave it thus for a fortnight, and then take it out and expose it to full sunlight during the dog days until quite dry. If the sun be insufficient, try an oven heated with fern and vervain. Next, make a candle with the fat of the gibbeted felon, virgin wax, sesame, and pony. Use the hand of glory as holder for this candle. The use of the hand of glory thus created is to render those to whom it is displayed into a stupefied and motionless state in such a way that they can no more stir than if dead.
Oh, Mr. Lewis, there's something, I mean, someone here to see you.
Yes, over there. Through the balcony door. Yes? Who is it? Had a peculiar